Hello, my name's Kate Bowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gorman's new artwork, One and Other. The date today is the 18th of August 2009 and the time is 6:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
Certainly, James Alexander Ellis, birthday, did you say? 4th of July 1988 and Liz Vane in Cardiff.
How are you doing today?
I'm very scared. I'll be okay.
What are you scared about?
Well, I think it's just the idea of when someone watches you when you're under pressure. I found that with stage fright. You know, going on stage was just. But you after a while you do get okay and you get used to it and I'll be okay.
Have you okay. been on stage much to get stage fright?
No, I've only done work in like high school, college. I did a bit of Angels in America, the play, which was great because I recommended that to the class and just wanted to have a go. It's also about AIDS, but I wanted to, you know, sort of the mix of happy and sad and, you know, the collision and so on.
And so you're here today to be part of One Another.
Excellent.
How come you decided to put yourself forward for this?
That's a very interesting question. I always think, like, I know that this is a bit pretentious, but, you know, Jean-Paul Sartre, he always said the mind wants to be a physical thing. I never really understood that, but someone told me that it means that you want to be remembered for something, and I don't think, I mean, I'm happy to go on the plinth. I just wanted to introduce people to the music I love and the you know, the John Cage, Messiaen, Luigi Nono, these great, three great composers that I want to introduce. And a lot of people don't like their music, sadly, but they are regarded as great of the 20th century. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that, yeah, and I'll do a bit of dancing as well.
So are you gonna play the music that you like?
Yeah, play the music and just do different things. But you know, some I'll dance, some I'll conduct, some I'll just listen to. Really, you know.
Lovely. Are you a musician yourself?
No, I like to improvise at the piano, but it doesn't really aspire to much. People have told me it's the worst piano. The piano playing they've ever heard, and I said, "You're very kind," but but no, I've got a lot to learn, and but I liked. It's wonderful when you find your own, when you find something that sounds right on the piano, you just stick with it, and you know, you can juxtapose it. And I love all that. I love music. It's a gift, you know. Mm. As I say, a gift from God, perhaps. But
Are you religious?
What's that?
Are you religious?
Only when I listen to Messiaen. Because he was very religious, and because I am, you know, a homosexual, which is like, oh dear. Risky, but no, but only when I spoke to a friend yesterday and they said, too religious. But I said, well, you know, how Bach is religious, and I just think when you hear it, you think, you expect it to be religious, but then you expect it to be more than that, because it's great music, it's colours and birdsong and playing chants and anything you could imagine, a whole jungle worth of noise and sounds and so on.
And you mentioned Sartre before. Is philosophy an interest of yours?
Very much so. I haven't read any of Sartre. I've read the Bluffer's Guide to Sartre to give me an introduction. I've started to read the Immanuel Kant one, but I think I've always been interested in philosophy, but never really always pondered and thought about, like, you know, human relationships and perhaps human awkwardness, perhaps, and many, many different things, really. You know, metaphysics and all that, you know.
Yeah. Why human awkwardness? Why do you say
well,
that?
It's funny, because I believe that people are, sadly, they're naturally awkward. I mean, if you look at me now, I'm here, and I might appear a little bit awkward, you know, maybe, perhaps. I believe, I know that's quite a, I got to back it up with like a probably a novel, like a book the size of War and Peace, to defend that statement. But I think when you're walking down the street, you know, and someone, you're walking head on, and a person passes you, and you look, and then you look away, and I think there's natural awkwardness. I believe that. But you can get over that, though, with, you know, being calm and just accepting there are other people. You know, the mind is in its own, but the world is the outer. You know, it's very, very ponderous.
What else would you say about yourself? Where are you at the moment with your sort of life journey?
Well, I'm doing a combined course in university, and the thing is, when you do that, you realise that you're not really making decisions. You're going off on a tangent, and you're not clamping onto something. But anyway, I think it's good because you get to know more people, and I'm doing, you know, film, art, music, poetry, astronomy, which is another interest of mine, and I think you can. Once you get something like that, I think you need to continue it with, maybe I'll get into music, maybe Fanny be on the particularly Ivories movie, and just things like that, really.
Yeah. And where are you at uni?
University of Glamorgan, it's in Treforest, and there's a campus in Cardiff as well, so I sort of go back and like a Kentucky racehorse, really. Yeah, just trying to enjoy university, you know, and but not paying the student fees. No, that's very expensive, of course. But you know, but it's an experience. I'd recommend it to anyone going to university. Pick something you love and stick with it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd always recommend that. Always.
Yeah. And is your education very important to you?
Yes. I could admit I haven't worked. I haven't had many jobs. I've had one job. I'll admit that. But I've always devoted myself to education. I think with work, and work can be awkward, you know, and not enjoyable. I mean, I'm sure for you, it's, to be here is wonderful, a wonderful experience. But I worked in a cafe. I won't say which one, but they are very, very, very famous. And you know, I didn't enjoy it, and I'm not really sure where I should go, because I got all these different areas, and I could do anything, you know, fly to the moon maybe, and. Perhaps, but not literally, but something arts related, in astronomy, a bit of a hobby. You know, I noticed when I was sitting down there that the moon was out, and one of the planets, you can see, because it follows the moon. I don't know much about astronomy, but I know enough to know about the moon and the stars and the lunar and all that.
You're studying lots of different subjects.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, through your what you're learning about at the moment, is there a particular sort of subject matter that you're drawn to within those, or a particular person that you're studying that is kind of that you're most drawn to?
Well, I did screen languages, which is a very good film course, which I recommend as well. We looked at early cinema, and you know, people. The Cabinet is an old film. Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, to dub the first horror film. That seemed very interesting, and what else? The introduction of other films, you know, because you learn cameras are very complicated. I'm sure you know the plinth is crammed with cameras, and I find cameras quite complicated. But I think once you get around it, you can because we looked at what films did we look at? Manhattan, Sweet 16. Pulp Fiction. Speaking of the famous Pulp Fiction scene, you know, with the twist, I'll be doing some of the twist on the plinth. So not the same music, but the same sort of all that sort of nonsense. Yeah, so it should be okay.
Yeah. Fantastic. How about where you come from and your upbringing? Would you like to say a bit about that?
Well, as I said, I come from Cardiff. I've lived there all my life. I think when you live somewhere for perhaps too long, you sort of get fed up with it. I know I love London, and to me London feels like home. I know it's mad. It can be mad here with the traffic and the tubes, but I do enjoy it. In this vein, in Cardiff, it's very quiet. You know, it's nothing. nothing like London, but it's there's nothing there. That's why it's quiet. I just, well, you know, you get used to, you get fed up with walking up the same street. Do you know what I mean? And you know, something about John Cage. He said, "I try to look at things differently on every opportunity. Whenever if I see the same thing, like one bottle of Coke, is in one place in time or space, and another bottle is in another. Like if you see them together." So I got off on a tangent now, but no, but I think it's easy to get homesick. You miss your own bed and all that. I mean, I live with my mum and my brother, and we have a good relationship. We don't always, we you know, every family argues and so on, but that's just normal, you know. A student, I don't believe a student should live at home. I need to fly the nest. And I think all people my age should avoid from living at home purely just for the, well, because most students, teenagers, you know, the sense of rebellion, they want to rebel, and there's the conflict with the parents, so it's not really, it doesn't work, you know, it just doesn't work. Would you agree, or?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's understandable, you know, we're all our own, each to our own, and student power and all that.
And how do you like living in Wales?
But I haven't really explored much of Wales. You know, it's just mainly been Cardiff.
Yeah.
I'd like to. They say North Wales is lovely, and mind you, that sense of, you know, the Welsh being proud, and I suppose I could get a bit delusional. But there are times when you feel, you know, you feel the pent up pride and I understand that, but my family's originally from Ireland, you see, so, you know, I mean, all of us are from Ireland or Africa or somewhere like that, but yeah, it's all, I'm proud to be Welsh. I do say I'm Welsh. It's like, you know, on a CV they say, do you regard yourself as Welsh or British? I've always put Welsh. I don't speak Welsh, but I know that's the contradiction, sadly. I'm trying to, you know, da, prynhawn da. That's all I know. I don't even know what that means. Hello. I don't know.
You mentioned earlier that you're homosexual. How was that to come out? If I can ask quite personally.
No, that's fine. I'm happy to answer. I think it's harder for some than it is for most. I think it's harder to come out to the parents. Friends are understanding. Once you've broken the ice, you know, I think once you've told them, it's fine then. I think, sadly, there is a lot of ignorance out there, and you will get stupid people. You know, you can't reason with ignorance, and you've just got to just accept it as it is, really. You know, life is life, and as that 80s song says. And just, I don't know, I think the people say about people choose to be gay, that makes me angry, because I only think the choice homosexual makes is whether they choose to come out of the closet. I mean, they are gay. I mean, even if they deny, they are gay, you know. And I often think, you know, you must not admit it. You're not going to pull you out of your closet or anything, but you must come to terms.
Are you happy with you say come to terms, like it's something difficult? Is it something difficult for you?
It can be at times. It's just sort of, I think it depends where you live, really, who you're telling, and because I first told my brother, and then sort of my family knew-ish, you know, they knew, and then I told a friend, and they're understanding, and I joke about it with my family, and it's like, if there's a good-looking guy on the TV, ooh, look at him, he's a dish, but yeah, I can have its ups and downs, like anything, you know. I mean, it's a roller coaster of emotions and so on.
How about have you got any religious beliefs at all?
No. I it's hard to be religious in this age. I mean, I admire people who have the faith, especially Messiaen as the composer. He was sent to the POW camps, and he survived, thank God. And and he kept the faith, you know, and I respect that, you know. I mean, all throughout, when you look at the anxiety and the awfulness of the last century, and there was him, you know, in Paris in the Trinity Church, just playing on the organ, just of his singing of his faith, not literally singing, but, you know, just on the organ, and just, yeah, just, I admire that. But I don't think, studying astronomy, you realise that this religion seems to contradict science, and you're either really for one or the other. I don't think you could put them both together. But I think when you study about philosophy, I think all good philosophy, all philosophy starts with the faith, whether you believe or not, and I believe you go from there. That's what I believe.
How about politics? Do you have any political alignments?
No, I don't really feel that roused by most things. I'm probably too lazy to go to a protest. But I don't believe in abortion. That's one thing I don't really, you know. I think that's something. I understand feminism, but I don't. I often say, you know, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime, you know. And it's quite controversial, I know, but that's what I believe, you know.
Okay. How about the other experiences that you've had that have shaped who you are, the person sitting here today? What springs to mind when I ask about that?
I just think I think it's the family. The family can influence you. My mother is a great influence, good and bad. You know, you learn from your parents. Mm. So the absence of a dad, and he was an alcoholic, you see, not always there, but you know, the parents probably influence you the most, even if they're not there. That is the greatest influence. It's just me. I'm just a lover of the arts, you know. I'm just a crazy 20-year-old kid with a dream, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all good, it's all good.
What's your dream?
Well, I'm just quoting Leonard Cohen there. But actually, yeah, I love that quote. I just want to be an artist in something, you know, give people a views and tackle homosexuality. You know, I know some artists haven't, just sort of make people realise and come, you know, make people understand and not to be ignorant,
mm.
You know, and things like that.
Do you make art yourself as well as study?
I did a few sort of abstract paintings. Nothing I never really came to. It didn't really prosper into. It come into anything really. I tried to enter the Welsh Artist of the Year, but didn't get in twice. So, but no, I haven't given up on that. I just run out of paint. Really, just run out of paint for the moment. Run out of paint and canvases, and yeah.
What's important to you in your life going forwards now?
Well, I think it's just getting out of the rut that is the summer holidays. You know, sleep till 2, go to bed at 4 a.m. You know, I need to get out of that and just knuckle down once again for uni and just continue to see shows, but not too many, because I believe you see too much, you're overwhelmed with sounds and colours and so on. But yeah, just be yourself, really, you know.
And have you got role models that you kind of look to? You've mentioned quite a few people, artists and musicians and things. Is there anybody that you're particularly inspired by?
Well, it is mainly Messiaen, really. No one else has ever really influenced me as such. If I was a composer, I would compose like him, because people say, how come no one has taken carried the torch on from him? And I think, because he had a certain system of like piano music, sort of restrained but not restrained, limited modes of transposition. It's very complicated stuff, all these numbers and technique. And I think he is the greatest influence, and I don't think there's anyone else. I think John Cage more in standing music, but his music, excuse me, a bit gassy today, his music is not so good, because he tried to sort of write music unconsciously and with chance, flipping coins, and then to write the notes, chance operations, which just sort of sounds like nothing music, really. But I'll give him a chance, because was he Buddhist? I think he was a Buddhist, Zen. And he taught me a lot, you know, how the mind can remove itself from emotions. And you know, I'm trying to do that now, trying to, you know, accomplish a tower over the fear and just trying to get on, really.
Yeah. Have you got any hopes or expectations about your hour today? How it's
going to
go?
Well, I hope it'll go fine. I'm trying. I hope I can do everything on there I can, and just no hecklers. I don't want any hecklers. but it does happen. But I'll just try not to. It's too early for hecklers, really. There's a few, but you know, just try and do it all if I can, really. Yeah. And if I can't, just maybe I'll do some on the crane back. I call it the crane. It's like a little. What would you call it? The little
forklift truck or a JCB?
JCB, yeah, it's not really a crane. just do as much as I can, really. It's all good. Terrific, yeah.
Wonderful. Is there anything else that you would like to add about yourself or about taking part in one another?
Well, I would just say, you know, to the people who have got a place, you know, well done to them, and the other 2,339, you know, the people who have been on, people who are to go, you know, good luck to them, those who are going on, and just enjoy it. Try to do something not expected. And I'm not saying about nudity or anything, just because a lot of people have just done nothing. I understand Anthony Gormley said, you know, to when you do nothing about it, you're a human being, but how many hours of that can you watch, really, and do? How much can you watch of that? Do you know what I mean? You know, I'm sure you want to be entertained as well. As you know, different things, different for entertain, thought provoked, just well, various emotions and feelings and so on.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.